God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. Starting out the workshop, we're going to do some things that are familiar to an awful lot of you and call our attention to some of the things that maybe some of us have forgotten. First of all, I want you to all understand that what we're talking about today are not things that I came up with. They're not my gimmicks, they're not my ideas, nor are they Rowan's or anybody else's. They happen to be, this workshop is requested by the group. The format of it was basically the format of the group, following the guidelines and the suggestions of the group called Saturday Night Live. We are unique to this valley. There is nobody like us, and we do special things, and that's what has made us as good as we have become. And we've had some problems that seem to have come up here recently, and the group at the business meeting decided that they wanted to have one of these mandatory positively live or die to come to one of these in order to perhaps reorient and get our feet back onto some very basics to the group. One of the things I wanted to point out is if you notice that when we had our moment of silence, we had a moment of silence. Sufficient enough for those of us who in true fact do pray had a chance to offer a prayer. Nothing is more disturbing, at least, when I say, remember now when I talk about myself, I am speaking on behalf of the group. At the time the group did their inventory and at the time the group made their suggestions relative to workshops and secretaries, they came up with this statement. They are upset when there's not an opportunity to pray. And it's upsetting when we start a meeting that says, let's have a moment of silence followed by the serenity prayer. God grant me the serenity. It doesn't read very well. It doesn't get this thing a chance to, a meeting, an opportunity to get centered. And so one of the suggestions that we had, although it is not a moment by any stretch of the imagination, you realize that when I say a moment, that usually means 1 minute. And the length of time that we were quiet approximated 30 seconds, approximately. One of the formats that you could use if you are a secretary or become a secretary is if you wanted to take the serenity prayer and if you are too nervous to do anything up here, repeat the serenity prayer to yourself very, very slowly, quietly under your breath, and that will give you about 20 to 25 seconds of silence. So that those of us in the audience who do like to offer a little prayer and get centered will have a chance to do that. One of the things that we have asked, and some of us are getting a little bit sloppy in, is that we ask the secretary to stand up when they're talking. One of the reasons for that is because have you ever seen what some people do when they're sitting? It's absolutely obscene. It is. Now, some of the things we do standing up isn't altogether that great either. But sitting, our body language is closed, it is unimportant, and you are setting a tone for the people who speak. First of all, the people who come into this meeting, let it be understood, first of all, that the person, when you are new to this group of Saturday Night Live, or new to Alcoholics Anonymous, okay, who's the person of authority that you see first? If you remember back to your first meeting, if you were there when you were there, up at the front of the room was this person sitting behind the desk, and that represented a person of authority. And so you looked up to that person, whether reluctantly or whatever, but that was the person of authority, and he's kicking back and picking his nose, as we sometimes do. Then you question whether you really want to belong to this thing. And so one of the things that we try to stress in this thing, and I honestly, if you've got enough guts, get a friend and ask them to critique you in your body language. When you're talking as a secretary or as when you're speaking at a meeting. Now, let's be honest, folks. Everybody likes to look good. We all want to be good. People dying in this outfit looking good, terminally cool. Okay? So let's look good and let's pay attention and realize that, by God, we are concerned and we really do want to look good. And as an example, in body language, how many of us have seen this? While they're talking, and pretty soon, after 5 or 10 minutes, you're wondering how deep is the son of a bitch going to go? Or why in God's name doesn't that person take a bath? Now I'm standing here and I'm telling you the truth. Now, are you going to believe the truth with somebody that is as toed and as tight and as clenched as me? This is body language, as it says, stay away from me. I don't trust you. And don't believe what I have to say. We're talking about essential things. If you care, you've got hands that can demonstrate your caring if you choose to use them. But some of the times, every once in a while, have you ever had an occasion to speak? And you become aware, oh my God, I got hands. And you don't know what to do with them. And this, all sorts of strange things happen. Find something to do with your hands if you can't. Find something to do with them. Something that is decent, that is. Something that is decent. One of the things that I often do, now I'm a hand waver, I move my hands, I express myself with my hands, but every once in a while I suddenly realize, oh Jesus, I've got them. This is a natural thing for me, but every once in a while I'm not going to put them in my hand, my pockets, because that is bad posture. It is a form of concealment. It leads you to believe that I'm worried if somebody going to sneak up behind me or steal my money. And so one of the things that I do and frequently do, is exactly what I'm doing right now. I'm holding a ring. That keeps both of my hands out of trouble. I just hold the ring. And it looks calm, and it looks peaceful, and it looks like I'm in real control, and I'm scared shitless. But you're never going to know that. Because I know what to do with my hands when my hands get in my way. Enthusiasm. I tell a story, and it goes back to the founding of Saturday Night Live, and it's to credit of nobody, it's just that the enthusiasm, the beautiful, exciting enthusiasm that is a trademark of Saturday Night Live. And how it is, I'll give you a little history of how it is that Saturday Night Live got started, and the premise of enthusiasm and what can be done with enthusiasm. Quite a few years ago six and a half years ago, in Saturday night in this valley, you could go to, there was no meeting that you could go to where people would clap. Nobody clapped. And nobody did some of the weird things that I'm doing, or that you yourself are used to doing. By that meaning at Saturday Night Live, we have fun here. Okay, and some of us are starting to lose this enthusiasm because, God, we want to look good, and you can't look good when you're looking funny. So we gotta play cool. But what we're talking about is enthusiasm, and I show you the importance of enthusiasm because I became obsessed with enthusiasm because I liked the fast lane. And there was a small meeting on Sunday night at 400 West Campbell that nobody wanted to take the secretarialship of because it was just dying. And I said, I'll take it. At that time, it was a 6-month position. And I was bound and determined, since I have always been an ass, I was always bound and determined. First of all, I had a group of nice young men that I was sponsoring. Okay, very young folks. I was bound and determined that, by God, we can get quality people to chair meetings. I'm talking about quality people. People who were really in love with Alcoholics Anonymous, who really cared about this thing, had been sober a while and was gung-ho for sobriety. And I could get up and run as a secretary, and I could invoke enthusiasm, and I could get people to stand up and be counted for the 30, 60, 90 days, because there was almost no chip meetings in this valley at that time. And I wanted applause, and I wanted yelling, and I wanted all hell break loose. And 6 months later, you see what happened, 400 West Campbell. We formed a steering committee that night when I resigned as my last night out. I walked away from that meeting with a steering committee, and that's the first steering committee 400 West Campbell has ever had. And you can see how the quality of that meeting has stayed and grown since then because of an informed group conscience. And as the result of that, those of us who started Saturday Night Live knew full well that excitement and enthusiasm was a key and a fundamental part of sobriety. Saturday Night Live is the first people who went up to St. Luke's and started applauding. The old pukes up there damn near died. And I remember, they jumped on us. What the hell are you trying to do up here? So enthusiasm and excitement, because the only reason I brought up 400 West Campbell is because there's a whole host of you guys have been there. And why? because that's a spin-off, or we are a spin-off, or whatever you... That's where some enthusiasm and excitement goes. And that's where sobriety is all about. One of the things that we talk about, and as a secretary, many of us smoke, some don't. Those of you who do smoke, it is strongly suggested that you don't smoke when you're speaking. And if you want to look cool, and everybody does, you want to look good, and everybody does, and if you're called as a secretary, and when you're calling off, when you come off of the podium, off the floor, and somebody calls you, and you've got this stick in your hand, put it down. Don't come up here with a goddamn thing. Now, the reason I say that is that when you have something to share at this podium, if you are a member of this group, we are a member, we are men and women who share our experience, strength, and hope. And the sharing that you offer at the podium of Alcoholics Anonymous and as a secretary, do you realize the importance of that? The words you have to offer just might be the difference between life and death for someone out there. Or even yourself. Now, you got this goddamn cancer stick in your hand. I can see that because I smoked for 39 years. Okay? And I know that route. And you got that son of a bitch, and you come up here with it, and if you're like me, and I was like this when I smoked, first of all, I watch the ash. The longer that son of a bitch goes, I'm wondering, what are they going to do with it? I'm starting to watch more in that goddamn cigarette ash than I am what they're saying. And pretty soon I'm worried about it, is they're going to burn their fingers. And you're laughing because you've thought the same thing too. And then the one that's right in the midst of this, oh God, and you got you right on the edge of your chair and you're waiting for that climax and they take that goddamn thing and then you start watching this smoke come out everywhere. Wonder how much of that goddamn stuff did he get in there? Is it ever going to come out? And you want to look cool. So that's one of the things we're trying to do. Let's look cool. Leave that goddamn cancer stick sitting in your chair when you come up here to talk. I don't care what you have to do with it, but leave it alone, because it does not belong at a podium, because it's important. And I say that, sure, we can have a lot of fun with sobriety, and I do, but by God, it's awfully important. As a secretary of Saturday Night Live, one of the great tools and resources that we have, that the group has decided, is our meeting coordinators. Now, many of you are secretaries in this room. Do you know your meeting coordinator? Do you have your phone number? Have you talked to them? Have they talked to you? It's their job to seek you out, and it's your job to seek them out. It is you to get familiar with them. They are the people. They are your direct contact to the group. If you do not want to come to the business meeting of the steering committee, and you've got a problem with your meeting, you can't attend your meeting for any reason whatsoever. You, as the meeting secretary, do not have the authority to get a substitute secretary until you clear it with the meeting coordinator. I want to stress that again. As a secretary of this group, and for reasons perfectly logically and makes good sense, vacation, sickness, or whatever, you cannot have or attend your own meeting. You contact your meeting coordinator because you do not get a substitute without clearing it with your meeting coordinator. Just that simple. And why is that? It's not because they're so goddamn good. It's not because you don't know how to do it. That's got nothing to do with it, folks. It's because the group, a loving God, as he expresses himself in his group conscience, the group has suggested this is the best way to do it. And that's why. It's not because we are so dictatorial at all. We have up there two traditions that I'm talking about. And the thrust of this particular workshop is on traditions 2 and 4. A loving God, as he expresses himself in our group conscience. The minimum amount of rules, if you would want to call them that. Rules. But there are certain things that have to happen in this group for us to remain as strong as we have remained for these last 5 years. Okay. And so no one of us is autonomous. And one of the things I talk about is the secretary is in charge of the order of the meeting. And it's just that simple. You have, please understand this, you are not alone as a secretary up here. You have the group out here. They will back you up without fail. You get boisterous, you get loud people, you get all sorts of problems. You can ask somebody to take care of you if you will get nobody there involved in this thing. The order of the meeting is the responsibility of the secretary. Now, one of the things that has happened here, I'll give you some illustrations of what has happened, is first of all, the group of Saturday Night Live has a format selected for every meeting. Okay, now you as a secretary have a book, and the book is up there. And if you are trying to look cool, and if you're really honest to God concerned about being cool, you'll get your goddamn book out, and you'll open it up, and you'll make sure, first of all, the meeting format is there, and that it is not crossed out, scribbled up, crossed over, rewritten, or doing anything else to it. You'll make sure it's in there. There is, in that meeting format, a series of readings. Because every meeting format, or every meeting that we have, has specific readings, material to read from. A copy of that should be in that binder. Now here we are, and you're new to this Fellowship of Alcoholics Anonymous, and I just give you a little scenario. We are new to this Fellowship of Alcoholics Anonymous, and you're kind of impressed with the way it's organized. At least I was a little bit. You know, I realized that you guys were all pricks, but at least you looked like you knew what you were doing. And here's this person of authority standing up here, and he's giving this introduction and a preamble of Alcoholics Anonymous, and he said, now we'll have a reading of chapter 5. And a man or a woman comes walking up, and his secretary suddenly realized, oh! Oh no, chapter 5. And now, is that looking cool? I ask you, is that looking cool? Do I look like a dumb shit? Well, that's all I'm commenting about. No, I don't want to look like that. I don't mind having people laugh at me. Because I have a lot of fun as a secretary. I just have more goddamn fun than anybody as a secretary. I really do. I enjoy it right down to my toes. I can make a horse's ass out of myself and have fun. I really can. And one of the things I understood a long time ago, and I want to impress upon you, that as a secretary, you are going to make mistakes. There's no question about it. But your mistakes will inevitably be funny if you will allow them to be that way. And so, if you're properly prepared and you get your book out and you make damn sure it is there and it's proper, and if it isn't proper, I would suggest you get your hold of your meeting coordinator and strongly suggest, let's get this thing right. And you might even ask your meeting coordinator, how come it isn't? If you'd like to be dictatorial, it's not. One of the things that has happened in some of our meetings is that we've had the people who have chaired our meetings have taken it upon themselves to change the meeting. Okay, and we've had a lot of that here, particularly of late. We had one meeting, just last week as a matter of fact, that the person stood up and had a long term of sobriety, a lot of sobriety. And we're talking about a hell of a lot of sobriety. That is time-wise. And I happen to know this guy. I've known him for a long time. I've known him since I was 4 months sober. That's a long time. That's almost 10 years. First time I met him, and I'll tell you, just to give you this little scenario, is this guy was 29 years sober at that time. And he stood up at their meeting over on Blossom Hill, and he started talking long shit. And I'm 4 months sober, and this guy's 29 years sober, and he's talking about how he's been sober all his time, and he hasn't found it necessary to find God, and that the big book of Alcoholics Anonymous said he could use the group, and he's got the group, and he's 29 years sober, and his life works well with the group as his higher power. And everybody's saying, right on. You're sober 29 years, or right on. Right on. Good God, that's what it is with me. Lying through their fucking teeth. I couldn't stand it any longer, and I jumped up and I screamed at him, you're a sick son of a bitch. I just couldn't believe it. Anybody hang through for 29 years with a group that's his higher power, and then peddle it to a group of people with 5 and 10 years in the room, and they'd buy that shit. That's the way you start out. That's what the book says. You get to start out that way. It'll hang in there. Anyway, I'm just ripping him a new one. And I looked up and saw a great big smile on his face. and I fell into a trap. And he was looking for dumb shits like me. Okay? Now, I'm not saying that's what happened here, but it was the same individual. And what it was, when he came to a topic discussion meeting, was changed into a speaker's meeting. Okay? In addition to it being changed into a speaker's meeting, which he did apparently ask the group, and nobody protested, but in addition to that, he got up and started bitching, moaning, and whining, and sniveling about the quality of the hospitals and the recovery care in the center, in this greater Bay Area. And that is, I want you to know, an outside issue. And it is no goddamn business being a topic or in a meeting of Alcoholics Anonymous. And so what we need to do as a treasurer or a secretary of this group is to have some understanding of what the traditions are and where your responsibilities are. A topic discussion meeting is a topic discussion meeting. Okay, now that same individual, just as a point of interest, was asked to chair another meeting of Saturday Night Live. And the secretary of that meeting told him, because it wasn't him, said, well, here's this is the format of our meeting, and this is what you get to do. And this man, with all his time and sobriety, says, I can't chair a meeting under those restrictions. And he was said, thank you very much. And he didn't come. I'm saying, we didn't need him. That's what I'm saying. We just didn't need him. And so as a secretary, and this is a vital thing as a secretary, it is your job. It is your job to instruct the person who's chairing your meeting what is expected of him or her when they're chairing the meeting. Now, that doesn't mean, for Christ's sake, they're going to do it that way. It means that it is your job to tell them that. And it's also your job if they get too far out in left field to stop them if they're out in left field. And in order to do that, you, as a secretary of this group, need to understand the format of your meetings. You need to understand the intent of the meeting itself. Now, I'm not picking on anybody, but one of the things that one of our secretaries did not understand because he had never been told, and that's our fault, the group's fault, did not understand the format of his meeting, okay, because he had nobody been told. And he had been coming to that meeting for a long time, and he had been running out of whack for quite a while, and he just assumed that's the way it was. And we came to the attention of the group, and in a backward fashion, and I want to tell you something, that as a member of Saturday Night Live and as a secretary of this group, if you have a problem in your meeting, it is your responsibility to let us know, us being the business meeting, the rest of the group to know. Okay, by that meaning coming into the meeting or our business meeting and say, my meeting is getting no support. My meeting is getting no support. I need some help. It is the obligation, or it once was, and I hope to Christ it still is, it is the obligation and the moral duty of the steering committee, as well as the members of the Saturday Night Live group, to support a meeting that is in trouble. Just that simple. I happen to be, in this particular case, speaking about the step meeting. If there's any meeting that is vital to our recovery, it happens to be a step meeting. Okay. In that particular case, there was a lack of information that needs to be resolved. So if you have any questions, first of all, relative to the intent and purpose of your meeting, get with someone in the steering committee, myself particularly, only because I'm an old puke, and I'm available to what goes down in the meeting. You know, our home meeting of Saturday Night Live itself was founded on the basis of intimacy and oneness. And it was requested, and we've got away from that, but it was one of the strengths of the group, was to follow the format, and it was requested, not mandatory, but was requested that the chair people on that meeting predominantly be drawn from the people who attend that meeting. I'm talking about Saturday night. We got people that have been coming to Saturday Night Live meetings for 4 or 5 years and have never chaired it. That's not what our object was. Okay? That's not what our object was. So that's what I'm saying, is that you have to understand the necessity of what has made us strong and not weaken it, but strengthen it. Because we're dealing with the traditions. the traditions of loving God as He expresses Himself in our group conscience, on our group conscience. If you don't like it, that's too bad. Come down and change it. It's just that simple. It's like the laws of the land. Except the laws of the land, you break them, you go to jail. Here you get mad. But what you're going to do is if you start breaking the laws of the so-called laws of the traditions or the group conscience of Saturday Night Live, we'll fall into chaos and this thing will disappear. And I know full well there are many people out there that owe their life, their sanity, and their whole future to the fellowship of Saturday Night Live. This is an important deal. So we do not have the right, none of us have the right, to by ourselves change the format of any meeting. And I emphasize that. And then I'll do it again. None of us have the right to change the format of any meeting of Saturday Night Live. The only thing that we can do, if we want to do it, if there is something wrong with that format, in your opinion, and you should know, come to us, the business meeting, the steering committee, and say, this is wrong. Why it is wrong, and this is how I propose to fix it. You take it up with your meeting coordinator. And we'll change the group conscience. Because if it's wrong, God damn it, we want to change it. But so far, we haven't found it necessary to change any of them. It's just that simple. Because they're working very well. Now, we have the group conscience has a lot of things done to it. And it dictates. Now, before you get carried away as a secretary and you say, oh, God, I'm just going to be a robot. I don't get a chance to do anything. No, that's not true. That hasn't got anything to do with it. What we're trying to do is let you, as a secretary, have the opportunity to do what your real job is. And we'll get to that in a minute. What your real job is. Have you ever stopped to think about what, as a secretary, what is your real job? What is it? Is it standing up here looking good? You stand up here being cool, being popular? Oh, my sponsor said I had to be a secretary and I'll do anything for sobriety. So you stand up here mealy-mouthed, I'm a secretary. No, that's not what your job is. Is it part of your spiritual growth? You damn right it is. But the real job of a secretary is to be maximum usefulness to your fellow God, your God, and the fellowship of Alcoholics Anonymous, and to put on the best quality meeting you can possibly put on. And in order to put on the best quality meeting that you possibly could put on, it means your undivided efforts and attempts and involvement to find the best quality person to chair your meeting. Now, I've been a secretary for 9 times in sobriety. I haven't been secretary for several years. And the reason I haven't is I do not have the time, unfortunately, to do a decent job as a secretary. And oh God, I'd like to be a secretary again. But I don't have the time. I've got it tied up in too many other areas of working with others and things like that. I don't have the time. You ever stop to realize as a secretary the things that you can do to get involved? You want to talk about improving your sobriety? You want to talk about being of maximum service to God and your fellow man? One of the things as a secretary of it, as an example, a step meeting. I don't pick any meeting, but let's take a step meeting. What good can you do? Talk about the excitement. Have you ever talked to anybody who has just finished step 5 and the excitement and the enthusiasm? What a person there is to have chair step 5. But you got to get off your ass and find them. How about the one that is all egomaniac? He's too cool to chair step 3. And say, in 4 weeks, I'd like you to chair step 3. And he's going to say, oh, what am I going to do? I know what he'll have to do. He'll have to suddenly go to work and find out how to take step 3 because he won't do it unless he's taken it. Because you make sure as a secretary, you got to take it before you can chair it. And it's a big deal for him. How about the people in a topic discussion meeting? Somebody that just gone through hell. And it's just come out of it and it's got the most goddamnedest beautiful message to offer Alcoholics Anonymous that anybody would ever want to know. And you call him to chair your meeting and he gets up there and he really delivers, I went through hell and here it is, the answer. But you've got to get off your ass and find them. You have to get involved in the fellowship. And what's going to happen? Your program is going to get so much stronger. the quality of your meeting is going to improve so much that it will add a better thing to this magnificent thing called Saturday Night Live and Alcoholics Anonymous. Now I ask you, folks, how excited can you get when you need a meeting? You need a meeting really bad, and you come charging in. And you sit down, and your whole life you feel is dependent upon the meeting and the quality of the meeting. And the secretary picks somebody, sets him down there, and he stands up. And I've asked Joe to chair my meeting, and Joe stands up. Well, I don't know what I'm talking about. He just asked me 3 minutes ago. But, and he goes on to 45 minutes of this, that, and the other thing, and it was all over with. And he says, well, let the topic be anything you want it to be, and sits down. Your life's on the line. Are you as a secretary doing what you're supposed to be doing? You're too goddamn busy to go out and find somebody that's involved in sobriety, that you have to wait until the first guy comes in the room? How about the one of, how many times have we been guilty? Well, she's my best friend. I don't give a goddamn what her message is. She's my best friend. Oh, this is my sponsor. He's going through hell, but he's my sponsor, and I'm obligated to have him chair the meeting. Now, there happens to be one guy in this valley. As I told you, I've been a secretary 9 times. There's a guy in this valley that is in not on my list of nice people. I think he's an ass. He's been sober a hell of a long time, and he's got a powerful message that I detest. But it's good, and a lot of other people like it. And for 9 times, I've had that ass chair one of my meetings. And I've grinned and bared it and pretended I liked it. And everybody else in the room would come charging up and say, right, oh! Right, then you sick shit. But that's not my job. You see, my job is to put on the best quality meeting that I can possibly do, and I'm going to have to get off my ass to do it. I'm going to have to get involved with you. And if I need somebody out of this group to chair my meeting, out of this meeting right now, how am I going to do that? Am I just going to say, eeny, meeny, miny, moe, or am I going to have to get off of my ass and get involved in your life a little bit to find out where you're at in order to have you chair my meeting? And I don't care how long you've been sober, where you've been sober, anything else. Nobody knows how to run the meeting, or nobody knows the format of your meeting except you, and you got to damn well tell the person. And it's your responsibility when they stray off to get them back on track. That's your responsibility. I love a topic, Sunday night topic discussion meeting. Somebody comes up here for 20 minutes, they talk on, it's a topic discussion meeting, they talk for 20 minutes on their experience, Frank, and hope, and they sit down and say, what's your topic? Oh, and he's been whining and sniveling and, well, bitching and moaning, and oh, God, it sucks, and life is horrible, and he sits down, and you're all tuned into misery and pain and suffering, and he sits down, and I want the topic to be gratitude. Oh, God. You're going to have a lot of fun. You're going to have a lot of fun in sobriety. You're going to have a lot of fun. And you are going to make mistakes. I always, whenever I do one of these things, I always want to tell about the one mistake that people that still occasionally will remind me of it. And I was the secretary of the Sizzler, back when it was a real Sizzler meeting at the Sizzler, because it was at the Sizzler Steakhouse. I was secretary of that meeting, and I stood up there and did a powerful thing about to really show everybody what it's done, and I'm cool, man. I'm so goddamn cool. I'm frozen, and I'm standing there, and I say, and I'll let the newcomers in their first thirsty days of sobriety to stand here and introduce themselves. Oh, God, it's tough to be cool when you do that. So let's accept the fact you're going to make mistakes, for Christ's sake, and enjoy them. And just enjoy them. One of the things that we have in this group is we have an announcement coordinator. Now, there is nothing, this group as a group, I'll go back to the history of the group. When we started this thing, we don't like announcements. We don't like announcements. They take up too much time. So we formed an announcement coordinator for the purpose of keeping the announcements to an absolute minimum. We also say that these announcements that we offer are important to the group, and they must be delivered in a fashion so that we can get the attention of the group. Okay? To get the attention of the group. You know how tough that is. Now, if you as a secretary, and your responsibility is to deliver the message the group is saying important enough to do, when we don't even get any goddamn messages, we say that they're important enough to do. That's the traditions. The group says these are important, and we've written them in the best possible fashion So let's stop being so goddamn cool and say, oh, well, here's a... the message is a literature in the back of the room is provided by the group, and so on. Now, what we have done, we've added some spice to these things, and there's some laughs. I have yet to hear one goddamn secretary read these suckers from beginning to end the way they're written without apologizing for them. They're not mine. I didn't write these. Nobody expected you to write them. That's what the hell's that? Your job is to deliver them. They modify them. They change them around. They're not in keeping with your image. My image is that I'm cool at all costs. And I can't tell park your children and watch your cars. I can't say that. Because you might laugh at me. Well, then you shouldn't take the damn job as a secretary if you cannot follow the simple little instruction. You do not need to apologize for what the group has selected. Do you walk around apologizing for your sobriety, I ask you? It's what the group gave you. The group called Saturday Night Live, the Fellowship of Alcoholics Anonymous, gave you sobriety. I don't apologize to no one. I stand tall. My group wrote these goddamn things, and I'm going to read them the way they are. And I'm going to laugh with you, hopefully. And maybe I'll make a mistake, and we'll laugh harder. And I can have a lot of fun with that. So the announcements are written, and they're written for a purpose. And you do not apologize for anything. Because as soon as you apologize, you have told everybody in the room they don't have to listen. It isn't important because you don't think it's important. You really start to realize the message you deliver when you do that? These are not important. I don't think they're important because I didn't write them. So, Jesus, I get excited. I've been requested to suggest that the secretaries, when you fill out your money, your thing here to make sure one more time that it's accurate. I've had a chance to watching our treasurer and his assistant count the money today, and they were in that room, and they took it 3 hours, and they're trying to find a $10 or $11 mistake. And I don't know if they ever did find it, but it was a discrepancy between the cash that was counted and the total of these slips. And I suggest, please, make every effort to make sure that the money in the envelope balances and totals out to this. Make sure when you have the envelope and you poke it down inside the safe that it goes down inside the safe. Recognizing that that safe, many of you are relatively new to this fellowship, that safe is there because we have been stolen so goddamn many times that is the only so far secure place that we have had. The slots are there. They're offset. They're very difficult to poke them down. And that's on purpose because the people will and have fished the money out. They all fished the money out. The last safe we had was approximately a 350 some odd pounder. It had more goddamn baffles in it. It was bolted to the floor. When they stole it, because they couldn't open it, they ripped the floor out with it, took it away. They never got the goddamn thing open, but they fished the money out. They turned the son of a bitch upside down and fished it out. Well, we are make it tough for the people that are going to steal. Because, goddammit, we've put a room in there, we've put a lock on there, we have a combination safe, we have a lid on lock on top of the combination safe. No one person can have access to that thing. It always takes two people together to open it. So if you are really concerned about this group, you will stuff your money in as far as it will go in. There is a rod hanging on the wall to help you in case it gets hung up. So take an extra second or two and look at it. Now, I came in here early, and just as another little irritant, but I came in here early for the purpose. I came in here a little over an hour early in order to have coffee ready for when we got here. But the treasurer and his assistant were kind enough to have already put it on. And the reason I came in here an hour early is because I don't think there's anything that upsets me more to come to a meeting and not have any coffee. Now, if you want to be you want to be cool, and you want to be loved, and you don't like people hating you, and you be a secretary, I strongly suggest that you come here early enough to get your coffee on. Now, I think I've covered a lot of stuff. I've covered everything I came here to cover. And if you got any questions, you do it because I've run out of material. Yes?
I think you pretty much covered the topic. talking about the staff meetings, but one of my frustrations has been coming to big book discussions and having people, you know, not talk about the big book or picking a topic in the middle of a big book discussion meeting, you know, not talking about the book. And, you know, I sit here and just go pull out my hair because that's why I come to a big book meeting.
All right.
You didn't cover the big book.
Okay, I did not cover that. I was only highlighting specifics, but take the big book as an example. The big book meeting, is the format of it is clear. It's written in the book. And if the secretary, first of all, if the secretary is not doing their job, you, as a member of the group, have the opportunity of standing up and saying, wait a minute. Now, we had a problem with the big book meeting just the other day. Okay? And it happened to be the secretary, where first of all, obviously asked somebody to cheer something on their birthday. And you give somebody a little bit of latitude, perhaps, because of their birthday. AA birthday it is. And the person stood up and talked for about 10, 15 minutes. Didn't say doodly shit about the book. Called on somebody without doing doodly shit about the book. And that person talked for 10 or 15 minutes. Didn't say a goddamn thing about the book. And somebody in the audience says, well, it's a book meeting. And in a little bit of sarcasm say, well, all right, dear, here's the book. Why don't you read it? And that was the sum and total of the meeting. Now, I want to ask you, how much sobriety can you get out of a meeting like that when you come to a big book meeting and Joanne is talking about, come to a big book meeting, and you are a secretary of a big book meeting, and you got somebody there that doesn't know it's a big book meeting, and I've been to those, and a person gets up there and they read for 20 minutes on a big book and says, now, I think what we ought to do is have the topic be Jesus Christ. What right have they got to chair a meeting if they do not know how to chair a big book meeting? I ask you that. Now, that's your job as a secretary. To make damn sure, this is what I get back to the quality of. You find out. I have, honest to God, been to meetings, book meetings, when somebody has said, I don't read the fucking book. I heard it. And I asked him why the hell he came here. Well, nobody asked me to chair a meeting. And I said, no wonder they don't ask you to chair a meeting, you dumb shit. Okay. I have heard, and as a secretary, this gets me off on another thing. I have been in a meeting. I have been to more than one meeting where the topic, and this is one that happened not too long ago. It was a step meeting, and it was going good, and the reading was excellent. And the person who was chairing the meeting, when you're done reading, the person took the book and closed it. Picked up another book and walked up here and read, mind you, from Emotions Anonymous. And I have people out here whose fucking life depends upon this goddamn book, and some shithead brings in a book on Emotions Anonymous that some poor sucker in here might honest to God believe. And it sounded so good, I was going to run out and get one and get sober in Emotions Anonymous, and you know goddamn well the chances of him doing that are so remote, he's going to die. And you and we, as members of this group, can allow that stuff to happen. Let's get serious. We're talking about gut-level issues. It has happened more than once. That's not particular here, this is Saturday Night Live. Though I have seen people come up with outside literature and talk about the quality of it. And I look and say, did you get sober that way? We are talking about life and death issues, and I can't overemphasize that. Life and death issues. Yes?
Well, the question I have, and you bring up very valid points about the quality of the meeting.
Correct.
Okay. But it seems to me they just had a contact with this meeting. Okay. What's the requirement for the secretary for a sobriety of doing steps? What is the requirement of the secretary for step meeting or
the group conscience has said 30 days of sobriety.
And I think the group conscience basically said 30 days of sobriety across the board from our secretaries.
That's correct.
And now we're having a meeting about the quality of our meeting.
Correct.
It's beyond my comprehension to understand how you expect to have a good quality meeting when somebody is secretary and is only sober for 30 days.
Well, thank you. That's an issue that needs to be brought up at the business meeting. I say that definitely. Bruce.
I have an answer to that. It may have gotten lost in the paperwork somewhere, but one of the requirements, specifically for secretary of the step meeting, is that that secretary have taken all the steps. And that's one of the... Although the group says you only have to have 30 days to be a secretary of the meeting, the Thursday night set meeting, one of the requirements for that meeting, the paperwork is gone in a million places, but that meeting originally was a requirement to be a secretary for that meeting.
That's correct. It did. However, it did get lost. It did get lost when it was rewritten, when it fell down that all meeting secretaries require only 30 days. It needs to be reinstated. But yours is a valid point. You stop to realize that here something got lost and it's affected. And I'm not saying that anything other than something got lost and it needs to be brought up. The format is obviously at steering and business meetings. If you don't like what's going down, come on down for Christ's sake. Yes?
I just wanted to bring one other thing up that didn't cover, but I'd like to just bring it up again. And that's, you brought up about a person asking the group conscience, you know, they asked the group conscience to meet him, if it was okay to turn it into another kind of meeting. And if this was another meeting somewhere, it was only a meeting, they might be able to do that. But the group conscience here exists in only a meeting.
Thank you, Bruce.
And so you cannot throw something out to the floor of a meeting in the Saturday Night Live group and ask them to consider that the group conscience. The group conscience only takes place at the business meeting.
That is absolutely vital to know, and I'm glad you brought it up because it's something that I should have definitely covered, is there is a difference between the meeting conscience and the group conscience. Now, you can take something up at meeting conscience, but that does not have a damn thing to do with the group conscience. Now, a meeting conscience, and if you have any problems with your meeting, you take a conscience of the meeting and you bring it to the group. It's just that simple. Now, we are not an Alano Club. We are unique to this valley. And the reason we are working is because we have managed to stay as close to the traditions as we possibly can. This whole group came right out of the AA group pamphlet, okay, modified somewhat by our own experiences through these last 5 years. Chris, you had your hand up?
Yes, it's just a business question. But 2 months ago, the business meeting decided that all secretaries had to register for the central office. And I was just wondering if there's been some way set up for that to happen.
Maureen was in the process of doing that. Okay, Maureen had a setup by which she would register that. Chris?
Let's say your chairperson does do something to the effect of throw out, you know, let's have a speaker meeting, or does do something against the rules. Do you stop them and tell them to sit down, or what? I mean, what do? You go, okay, I'll chair meeting.
You just give it your best shot and say, sit down. Now, I want you to know, now this grieves me to tell you this, but I want you to know that I was speaking at the podium here at Saturday Night Live on Friday night, a few weeks ago. And oh, God, I was good. Now, I was just rolling along, and I just was coming up with probably the greatest pitch that's ever happened. And I was in the process of winding it up, because I only had just a little bit to go, and anybody who was paying attention would have known that. And you know that secretary said, John, it's 10 o'clock. Bless her heart, she did that. She shut me down, and I finished.
It's like the beginning of the...
You better believe it.
Well, they get mad or whatever. What do you do if they don't want to join the meeting anymore? Do you just grab somebody out and grab
them? Yeah, I'd suggest that you as a secretary chair the meeting on the traditions of a group conscience, and that we are not autonomous. You can do anything. That's what I'm saying, is that if you... The question, the real issue being, Chris, more than anything else, you're giving me a scenario of what ifs. But I give it back to you that if you have spent your home, done your homework on the person, and you know the person's going to chair your meeting, you aren't going to ask a prick like that to come up here anyway. You're just not going to do it. It is not going to happen. Those assholes are the ones that are causing our problem because we have not done our homework. I really do believe that. Such as in this particular case, the one person that turned it into a speaker's meeting had already been interviewed and rejected the qualifications on another meeting here at Saturday Night Live, and I've just got to know the man, as I do know the man, that if he had been told the restrictions when he came here, he would have conformed to the restrictions or he wouldn't have come. That's what I'm talking about. One of the things that we do have problems with, folks, let's understand it. Do you not kind of hold your breath when you see somebody with 30 years of sobriety and say, oh my God, you know? Or it's an intimidating thing. Don't you? I know that. There's nobody that knows it more than I, because I risk everything I had in the world once when 4 months sober and I had to say bullshit to a man with 29 years. Because my love for Alcoholics Anonymous was stronger than my intimidation, and believe me, I was terrified. I really was. I was absolutely terrified. But my love for Alcoholics Anonymous exceeds the terror. Mario.
You know, I didn't want to wait a month for this. I'm going to shut it down in a moment. The student seven traditions for the meetings. I did my homework, I thought, when I became secretary. And then it came up to me that we have no dues or fees. You come as a visitor, need not contribute. And our group conscience, I don't know if I'm right or wrong, says newcomers need not contribute.
Need not.
Okay. Well, see, that's not said here at Saturday Night Live on an assistant basis. I didn't know about it until we were like going through the discussion about it. And then we got in the way. But the thing of it is, I mean, if you say right here the exact wording,
absolutely,
to be done, you've got all these people here, and then that way the new people,
absolutely. It's another issue that should have been addressed, and I will address it right now. It is newcomers. Visitors and newcomers need not contribute. I got called out in a meeting at 400 West Campbell when I was secretary that night. And somebody, after the meeting, now I used to intimidate people. But after this meeting, somebody grabbed me and he said, "You son of a bitch." And I said, "What did I do?" He said, "You told me I can't contribute to the lifeblood of my..." He was in a rage, absolute rage. He was a visitor. He had 12 years of sobriety. I told him he couldn't put anything in a hat. So, "You son of a bitch, I can do any goddamn thing I want to in my outfit." Need not. Need not. Do not. You do not have. We do not. This group does not have the right to say nobody can contribute anything.
John, clarify, visitors.
Visitors.
What is a visitor? Not alcoholic or a member that's from another group? Is clarify that
too. A visitor is a visitor. And they are, no, a visitor we usually call, ask for, well, this group has, the policy of the group is, says that visitors, those visitors from outside the Santa Clara Valley, basically, or newcomers to the meeting. We have never addressed, the group has never addressed the actual case of visitors, that is, non-alcoholics. We have never addressed that specific issue.
Don, my meeting is called the Great Fact Meeting, and what chairperson should I pick? You know, because the great fact could be God or the Big Book, or what is that?
Anybody who's got a great fact, honest to God. Really, I say that not out of the... Anybody that's got a great fact, a great issue. You know, what excitement there is that somebody has found the great fact is, I don't have to drink. The great fact is, I can work. The great fact is, the steps work. I found God. Just the excitement that there is in a great fact meeting. And you see,
I see this. Most meetings are like, or some meetings like the Big Book or whatever. And so when I pick a chairperson, I just wanted to know what kind of person I should pick out.
Any kind of person that is excited with this thing, because that's just a natural exciting topic for the great fact, and you stress that to the individual. Bruce.
I just thought something that wasn't covered, and probably needs to be in the secretary's workshop. And that is this group. All open meetings. There are no closed meetings in this group. And I thought about that because Mario brought up about visitors. And that is again different from other places.
That's correct. It is entirely different. And all meetings of the Saturday Night Live group are open meetings of AA. That is, non-alcoholics, Al-Anons, clergy, lawyers, whatever, are all invited or free. It's not an open meeting, but not a public meeting. It is an open meeting. Saturday Night Live meeting is a public meeting. I illustrate a public meeting because in a public meeting, non-alcoholics can chair. The format of the Saturday Night Live meeting, and I just illustrate this, is now that at the discretion of the secretary, we can have an Al-Anon chair the Saturday Night Live meeting once during the term of that secretary. At their discretion. It is not mandatory, but they can do it. Okay, there is no provision, so it is classified, therefore, as a public meeting. We could, if the group conscience had seen fit, we could have had it open for doctors, psychiatrists, or anybody else who could stand at this podium and give us 40, an hour and a half worth of lecture. Okay?
John, this might be a business meeting issue, but I think it's very relevant to the secretary. A number of times in the past, we talked about doing a real good house cleaning on the books that are up on the top, and getting the formats all set up so that there's no hand-printed formats that might vary from the original documents and what have you. The thought that came to mind, there's a lot of procedural questions, there's a lot of substance questions, as to whether, as part of each meeting format, it might not be a bad idea to have a brief guideline for the secretary that's geared to that particular meeting. If you're in a staff meeting, here's guidelines for the set meeting. There's a topic discussion, and here's guidelines for a topic discussion.
That is absolutely true. I was talking with a group chairman relative to that subject, and that is very definitely an agenda item that needs to be clarified. I've got to go with the hands as I've seen them. Sorry. And then Bob and... Okay, our common welfare comes first. Okay, personal recovery depends upon AA unity. And there are times when the distractions are sufficient enough that in the judgment of the secretary that it's interfering with the meeting, not whether you personally are dissatisfied or not dissatisfied, in the judgment of the person that it's interfering with the meeting, and other people are losing. And as a result of that, you, as a secretary, have the right, very definitely, to ask the person, first of all, would he cease and desist? Please be quiet. And if not, then you would ask, could someone discuss this with him outside? And perhaps pick some or two, or will you guys ask this gentleman to discuss it outside? Okay. The group will do it, you won't. Now, if the group doesn't, then you're stuck. But I would like to believe that in almost every case, the group will do it. We have reached a stage where it's not too often that you get a wet one in an AA meeting, but you do every once in a while. And every once in a while you get a wild one. And it's been a long time since I've seen a fight in an AA meeting, and I wasn't here when old Vince blew the podium away. Okay. At me, I think. Okay. I'm going the way they are, Bob and then Sam and then...
I have two things. One that I need to demonstrate. Can I get the money? We have a problem with the seventh tradition, and you all know we've had financial problems in the past, but a lot of times the secretaries go, well, now we're under the seventh tradition, and the newcomers and visitors are to contribute, and nobody's paying attention. And everybody's already making noise, and you need to say the whole thing into the microphone, and then do the bass. That you need to have worked the steps to be able to talk at a step meeting.
Okay. That is the reason I would just follow up with two items. We have four baskets. We have a number of meetings that we have full on the sides. That's why we have four baskets. The secretaries of those meetings, if you are prepared and really want to look cool, you'll have the baskets on your desk so that when you do make a full announcement, you pass one, two, three, four of them out rather than two and then wait for a long time. Bruce?
If they're really on the ball, pick somebody in the front row to pass the basket out.
Well, no question about that. It has always been my contention. It's never been a group. It has never been a group conscience. My personal contention is if you have a large meeting and if you really are concerned about the quality of your meeting, one of the issues of getting the meeting to move along faster is get some basket passers. Some people will walk down the alley with these things and you'll be amazed. First of all, the contributions will improve. And you will cut the time down in half.
How about reading the announcements, John, during the back?
Absolutely not. It's verboten. The announcements are written for a purpose, and they are to be heard. And they're not to be filled in while other things are going on. That just depreciates the quality of the announcements, and you're saying to whoever in there that you don't need to listen to this because we're doing something else. Sam.
My name is Sam, and I'm the secretary of the First United Step meeting, which was specifically singled out as a negative here. I was secretary of that meeting for 2 months before I even knew that I was supposed to interface with Rowan, and I saw her once, like 8 weeks after I had the meeting. And I have very little support at that meeting, and it averages 35, 40 people, and about half of those people introduced themselves as newcomers in the first 30 days.
And I got into a thing where it was suggested to me by somebody else, and I changed the format. When I was on step 10 going into step 11, somebody suggested, why don't you go back one, because everybody here is a newcomer anyway. And at the time, it sounded good, and it didn't click to me that I was supposed to go to the powers that be and discuss it. So I went to one, and then I was told that I should go back to where I'd been. And it went to step 10, step 1, 2, 11. Jumping around a little bit, and I finally got the story straight. But the point is, I felt real uncomfortable going into step 11 with the support of maybe two people in the room who had any term sobriety and anything really to say about the step. So at the very least, I'd like some goddamn support.
Oh!
Thank you. To clarify things, Sam, is that if you thought that I was lambasting you as an individual, that's not true. I thought that if you accepted it that way, I apologize. That was not my intent whatsoever. It was a driving issue, and it was to point out that those of us are remiss in failing to support. And I thought I had clearly explained that you did not, and that's one of the reasons you did not, absolutely did not, get the information that was necessary to do a decent job, and that's one of the reasons why we're having this workshop. It's the fault of everyone involved, okay? And no, under no circumstance am I attacking anyone. That's not the intent of this group. Not yet. Not yet. I've got to follow the hands, dear. Go ahead. You'll have a chance. Everybody's got hands up for a long time. Something that should be done, and those of us who are secretaries of this meeting, if you've got the quality row back there, that you need to address to them. Are you here at a meeting or you're not? If you are not at a meeting, would you please go out? The rest of us are here. That is the job of the secretary to do. If the secretary doesn't do it, we'd like to think that the chairperson will have enough balls to do it. But it is the job of the secretary to do that. I know that, but that's one of the reasons for the meeting. And you as an individual can raise your hand if you choose to fit, because you will not be the only one in the group that feels that way. Damn near everybody except the asses out there talking are feeling the same way you're feeling. So let's understand group support. Group support. I've got to go in the order in which I've been seeing the hands. Okay. Patty.
I heard something that was turning to me about the temporary sponsorship list, and maybe that should be brought up, that people were taking temporary sponsor things and they decided they wanted to do it and putting them in the box.
That's correct.
What should we do with that? Should we fill out the temporary sponsorship for the people who asked about them, or do we check them out and make sure they fill that right?
We are asking that you try to review them as a secretary, review them just to make sure that they're filled out properly to eliminate the bullshit that we sometimes get stuffed in the past. That's all. That's all. All right, yeah. Monica? Okay.
One thing I had said when I started my meeting, I had read the format before I had even to the secretary, and there was a whole format in there of how I was supposed to do my meeting. And I knew before that they used to have the Al-Anon chairperson one that time, and the format's gone. There's nothing left.
We're in the process of trying to reinstate them, and this is why we all have to draw together.
That's what I was doing. Can I still get
an Al-Anon? No. The Al-Anon, as I stated earlier, the Al-Anon may chair once.
Yeah.
In your term, you need to announce it a solid week in advance, and it needs to be posted on the doors that we have an Al-Anon chairperson. Pardon?
Is the board still here that says Al-Anon chairperson?
I don't know. I don't know. It may or may not be. Then, Rick?
This has to do with everything we're talking about today. Either July or August, that's 1 month from now or 2 months from now, we're going to be revising this group conscience. Last year, there was eight members of this group to revise the group conscience, which is an annual group conscience. It would be real nice if this room was full like it is today when we revise that in a month or two.
Yeah.
We get a more obvious group conscience.
Rowan, your shot. Am I out of line? Okay, go. I can't. I'm only going in the order that I can see the hands.
Two quick things after that. When is several people addressed about, what do you do if the chairperson gets out of line? And one of the things I found that will alleviate that problem is that when you ask the person to chair, you don't wait for the first person that walks in the room or 5 minutes before your meeting. You know, part of being prepared for your meeting is call someone several days in advance. Tell them what day and time your meeting is and what the format of your meeting is. Saturday Night Live has been around 5 years. People are pretty familiar that we have several different types of meetings here now. Let the person know if you're in the step study or a big book study or a topic discussion or the great staff or a speaker meeting. And then tell them what the format is that you're supposed to be having a book.
Having had a spiritual awakening, trying to carry the message to alcoholics and practicing these principles in all our affairs. The 12 steps has been done in 3 weeks. And I don't know where the paperwork is on it, but that was the original format of both step study meetings because it's the longest and biggest step. So if the step study secretaries are here, and it's not in your format, you know, we're just trying to let you know now. Because last week I came to step study noon, they did do spiritual awakening, the next week I came back and they were on step one. And I'm like, well, what happened to the rest of the message? You know? And that was just all I wanted to bring up.
Ron?
Yeah. I'm starting to feel that I'll put this in town. Is he still here? When I gave you secretary's workshop, I told you there were four coordinators. I told everyone there that. I told them, if you get your meeting, make sure you get in touch with that person and get their number. I was at that meeting that you went back to the first step. I told you at that meeting not to do that. You told me you were going to do what you wanted. I had people in the room get on my shed. And you know what? I can't take this class as 8 o'clock coordinator. I need to resign from my own. Keep
them on. Well, you do what you have to do, honey. I would like to believe that there has been no attempt, and I would say this again. And I would think that we calm down just a little bit. Please understand that under no circumstances has anybody here attempted to attack, belittle, or defame anybody here. It is only by virtue of the open discussions that we've been able to have that this group has been able to survive. And if anybody has construed or believed that anybody has been assessed or attempted to get to anybody, I will have to, my personal apologies, that's not the intent. And I do not believe that anybody here really tried to do that. Because I don't want to destroy this beautiful thing. God damn it, and if we cannot opportunity, do not have an opportunity of speaking in open discussion. Without getting into personalities, then we have a serious problem. We really do. Art?
Yeah, I have to take responsibility.
I am no... We're beating a dead horse.
Here's something else I'd like to bring out, is that it started out, I think, with good intentions, and it was pointed out that it was contrary to group conscience, and that's the way I accepted the group conscience prevailed. And I just like to apologize for any
The issue has been covered, and it's dead. There's no sense in further discussing the same issue. Yes, sir. This is a secretary's workshop, it truly is. There are some nuts and bolts to the workshop, such as keys. Okay, such as keys. But if you're elected to the position, the first thing that you do is you get with the outgoing secretary. That's the first thing that you do. Realizing that we're not going into total specifics. But we should have technically been able to do that. I had to cover some broad issues here. But we get to the outgoing secretary. Okay, that person chairs the meeting. You do not have to find a secretary or a speaker for your meeting on your first time. You get with them and you come in and set up the meeting with them. That is their responsibility to show you how much coffee do you make, how to fill out the form, the specific form, how where the safe is and how to get it. You get their key. If they do not give you their key, then you need to take it up with Bruce or any member of the steering committee because we'll break his goddamn arm. Because the key is not his. It belongs to the group. It belongs to you. You need to open it up. Monica?
I was told when I was doing the slides and some big book meetings, and I think there's some steps that I need to have those that the outgoing secretary does not share, especially for 10 minutes, because that is not the format.
Which meetings were that again, dear?
That was the Friday speaking meeting between the 10 minutes and 30 steps, 7 minutes, and 15. Those particular meetings,
the outgoing secretary of the Friday night speakers meeting has nothing to do but walk out, give the key away, and show somebody how to set up because they're not involved in speakers or anything else.
The 10
minute speaker has got nothing to do with it. The format of that meeting has changed. I don't know when it did, but it did. At one time, the speaker, the main speaker, one selected the 10-minute speaker, and I don't know where it changed where the secretary was doing that. And I don't know how that happened. But I would presume it's logic and good conscience that did that. Okay. But no, there are no provisions in the Friday night meeting for that person to ever do anything other than say thank you and leave. As far as a step study in a book meeting, there is no reason in the world that I know of in good conscience it's otherwise that that person does not share out.
I just want to bring up one more issue for me, John. It had to do with Sharon's issue of disturbance of student meeting. It is not the secretary's position, more or less, not to be embarrassed to say go outside if there are people lingering outside and talking and creating disturbances during the meeting, to ask people to leave or to be quiet or something like that. Sometimes we say it in the beginning of a meeting, but then it gets kind of disturbing to a meeting because people are hanging out outside. It's our responsibility as secretary to say.
That's great. Interestingly enough, according to the format or according to the protocol of an AA meeting, is the first responsibility lies with the chairperson. If the chairperson fails, you give the chairperson, as a secretary, you give the chairperson the opportunity to do what they should be doing. And you don't give him too much time. And if he doesn't, then you do an act. If it's necessary for you to go out or have somebody, ask somebody to go out, preferably a big one, go on outside and ask them if they cease and desist, you do that.
When I was secretary a little while ago, I ran into a problem with the disturbance. And I didn't know if I should just stop the meeting or if I should just get up and ask somebody. If it's basically, should you stop it if it's getting out of hand or should you just quit?
First of all, it all depends on any disturbance. You want to answer that, Bruce?
Well, I think it's the best thing to do, especially when some people express the concern that they may not have the ability to tear down or to intimidate someone else in a meeting, that the secretary operates from the secretary's position up there and bring up at that time that the person is out of line from the group, so that they have the backing of all the people in the group. And don't go outside and personally confront somebody. Don't personally confront somebody from the chair. Don't say, "I think you're out of order." Say, "We have to hold the meeting up now because someone is operating outside the group conscience and disturbing the meeting, or operating outside the position." I think it's important to understand that you don't personally confront them as a representative of the group, so that you have a document of the position.
Yes, you're always acting in tandem with the group because you're part of the group. Never is the you and I want you. No, it is the group. If the disturbance is of sufficient nature, then you would have to act and say, because you don't have a meeting anyway. You say, "I'm sorry, we are going to have to stop this meeting because the disturbance is too great. Could somebody take care of this? Would you please take care of it?" Whatever. Okay? That's all you do it. Never as an individual. We do not operate. Getting back to the second tradition. We do not operate as individuals. We operate as a group. We are not like any other meeting. We do not have the right to do some things that other meetings do, if you want to call it a right. Our whole effort as a secretary is designed to get the quality of a meeting, and you have such freedom to do that. And it's a huge, one of the most dynamic growth tools that you will have in sobriety, second only to the 12 steps, the involvement in the group. Did you have a question, Beverly?
I have two questions. First one is, since you as a member, if you're sitting for a meeting and there's someone disturbing you, can talk behind you, they're not disturbing everybody, can't turn around and say, could you be quiet or could you have a conversation outside?
That's your responsibility, yes, definitely. You're you're basically responsible to do that. Yes. She has another question.
The other question was, I think it was Bob, they commented during the step meeting, if you haven't worked the step, you still can speak on it.
Absolutely. We are the step meeting and the book meeting. We read from the book. Okay. Some of the great pearls of wisdom that you are going to get in a step or a book meeting are from the new person or somebody who has not taken the step when they are doing nothing other than standing up. Is that I saw this line in the book and I don't understand it. Or this is what this line in the book means to me. Because that's exactly what those book and step meetings are all about. For you to read theoretically and comment from the book. You do not have to take the step in order to comment. Our format of this, specifically of the step meeting, states and invites everybody to participate. Okay. Now, unfortunately, and this is one of the things that has happened over the years, is that in other meetings in this valley, in a step meeting, the speaker will stand up and say, if you haven't, will all of those who have taken a step raise their hand? And then they will only call on the person who's taken a step. And many people will say, if you have not taken a step, don't talk. But in our meeting, we want people to talk, whether they've taken it or not.
That's not true.
That's what I'm saying, that is out of order. Our format says that you get to talk. And that's what I'm saying. Other meetings are that way, but not our meetings. And this is what's happening, and that's exactly what we are talking about. That's the reason that we are having this particular meeting to address these particular subjects, is people are changing what has successfully worked. Saturday Night Live, goddammit, is the spawning place of sobriety in this valley. This is where everybody who is anybody gets sober, goddammit. Now, do you think under any circumstances we, just to realize the importance, we who are spawning sobriety, for Christ's sake, are going to tell all of you guys who got sober here, you can't talk here. Go over there and talk, but you can't talk here. No way. The group conscience has known this from the very beginning. This is where people get sober. We invite you to participate. And so anybody that changes that are out of order.
Well, it's been changed here.
It's going to get goddamn all changed back.
I'm not real clear as the secretary from what group of people you invite, the chairperson from us. Did I hear earlier that it is suggested that we use people who attend Saturday Night Live
meetings? The Saturday Night Live meeting itself, the Saturday night meeting, it was, at the format of the Saturday night meeting was, that since it is the home meeting of this group, that we draw predominantly from the group itself, that is the meeting itself, predominantly. Just Saturday night, that's the only one. The rest of the meetings, you draw from whatever resource that you draw from. Saturday night draws from all those resources too, but predominantly, they should be drawing from the meeting itself, predominantly. Okay? But all the rest of them you get from all the resources. You go anywhere in the world. Do you get them here?
Something that, you know, it's like we've been talking about a lot of things here. And it's like, if I'm having a meeting, and I'm the secretary, it's my responsibility to let the people in the meeting know about the traditions. If I'm having a problem with people disturbing the meeting, or if something's going on in the meeting that I don't like, or that is against the group conscience, you know, or against the traditions of Alcoholics Anonymous, it's my responsibility to get up and say, either the traditions are being broke, or the group conscience says we can't do this. If there is something going on in the meeting, if there's questions about the group conscience, if there's questions about the traditions, it's almost, you know, the responsibility of the service person, the secretary, to let his meeting know about what's going on here, because there's a lot of people who are new, a lot of people who aren't new, that don't go to the business meetings and don't go to this other stuff, that don't know what the hell all this stuff is about. So it's like you got to get it down to a meeting level thing too.
That's right. That's one of the reasons why we are asking for secretaries to get in touch with our meeting coordinators, okay, and in order to implement this program. Chuck.
I just wanted to know when the anticipated shutdown time
is. An hour ago. Bob, I'm going to shout. I didn't realize it was as quite as late as it should have been done. I expected to run no more than an hour, and we've run two, or an hour and a half.
One thing that was mentioned was that the secretary might say, if you want to talk, go outside. And I think that's a big mistake.
Absolutely.
Because we already have too many people loitering outside, making too much noise.
No. This is an AA meeting. There's no discussions out there. If anybody here is compelled to talk, take it out in the parking lot. Okay? And I'd suggest you do just that. But not in this room nor outside. Not in that room. out in the parking lot or the coffee shop or some goddamn saloon. I have done that one too, because it will remind them why they are here. Because really, they've forgotten why they're here. This is not a social club. This is life and death. Okay, I think we've had a hell of a good meeting. We've done a lot of things. I want to thank you.